This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by North Reading head football coach Ed Blum. Coach Blum, welcome. Long time since we talked.
Yeah, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, well, we talked earlier this year. So you guys are right now, you had a week off last week, the bye week, 0-2, losing in overtime 40-38 to Amesbury, a very solid program, and then losing to Pentucket, the Pentucket-Georgetown team, 24-16, so and then a week off. And so what is the update right now on North Reading football, Ed?
It's two games that have gone to overtime, and I think try to, as best you can, kind of replicate what so many years the Patriots mentality was, which is, you know, you're kind of on to the next opponent. Last week allowed us a really good opportunity to self-assess and really focus on us and getting better at fundamentals, finalizing some schemes, just really working a lot of individual fundamental work last week. And now we shift our focus and get ready for Hamilton Wanham.
Well, I'm thinking, too, Ed, off of last year's Super Bowl winning team, you guys were replacing a lot of faces in that lineup. That sounds right, correct?
Yeah, we are.
So I guess as far as personnel and so on, what can you give us an update on as far as performers so far and where you want to see more improvement or where you're looking to create more improvement on the team?
Yeah, I think a lot of these young players have done a great job so far. I mean, you know, Jason Berry coming in as a sophomore quarterback is really showing some great leadership and great poise as a young player and really playing very mature for his age. And, in the backfield and on defense, Otto Indelicato has really stepped up and has played with a lot of good heart and effort. We've got a whole lot of other, juniors and sophomores who are kind of in that same boat, and I think right now it's the team's learning just the consistency that's needed, play in and play out, as well as just the importance of the little details, whether it's footwork or positioning on a block or understanding the schemes offensively and defensively, understanding your responsibilities and what we're trying to do. So it's been a lot of just a learning curve for a lot of guys, and even for the coaches. I think as coaches, we're still learning how best to coach up this team and really attack what this team needs most, each day in practice.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the overtime games, and when you have an overtime game, easily you could probably flip a coin and they could have gone the other way. Things look a little bit different at 2-0 opposed to 0-2, and there's nearly not a lot of difference between those two. So in that regard, is that a message that you have to send to kids and coaches and so on and kind of work through? Because it is kind of an unusual thing, to happen, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, again, just the difference a handful of plays, makes in either one of those games, and you're at a different point. And so I think that's why, as a coach, we're very, optimistic and pleased with the team, because we know, not only what could have been, but we also see on film how much more our players can grow as football players, with their skill and with their technique and with the execution piece getting more consistent. So that's kind of what's encouraging early on is, you've been in two competitive games and yet you watch film and you're recognizing just all the things that we can clean up and get better at, and you're like, wow, like this team hasn't quite reached its ceiling yet, and obviously that's the task as a coach and obviously as a group of players is, can we maximize our abilities individually and collectively and start doing that a little bit early, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, let me ask you a big picture Cape Ann League football question. As you watch the scores come in for the first 3 weeks, anything jump out to you as a bit unusual in the league, or something new, or something worth mentioning?
No, I mean it was kind of. I mean, we just had a bye week, so it was kind of nice to be able to get out and see a bunch of the other Cape Ann League teams, and the games that we went to, there's some good close competitive battles, particularly through the half. And, I think some of the final scores don't always indicate again, you know, what that final result is, you know, could have been. So I think it's a competitive league. You know, Troy and Hamilton Wenham just had a heck of a battle on Saturday. And, you know, obviously there are some teams that have been putting up some big numbers on other Cal teams. And so that obviously stands out to you. But, I just think, like, it's a very balanced league. And it really just comes down to kind of execution and then which team finishes their drives. And that's kind of what we were able to see on Friday and Saturday.
All right, Ed, last question to you. Just give us an overview on how you see Hamilton Wenham strengths and concerns that they present to you and vice versa, I suppose. How do you see the matchup this week at home at your place at 6:30 against the Generals?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is similar to us, just the, you know, they've got smaller numbers in their program, but at the same time, they compete, they battle, and they fight. I mean, they've got some really good players at running back and middle linebacker, number 38. Their quarterback is very good. They've got a good couple of receivers, and you know, their line seems to work well together, you know, even though it's kind of a mix of grades. So they do some things, you know, they try to bring pressure defensively at you. So, you know, I think that's just what our kids have to be ready for, is similar to us, this, you know, a team that might be undermanned, but man, they're coming in here to fight, and they're going to battle each and every play. And, you know, I've been fortunate to see them, and, you know, the coach does a great job just getting them ready and getting them to compete. So, you know, we know it's going to be tough. You know, I think it's one of those games that both teams are really going to want. And so it's going to add that kind of extra motivation, you know, as we both try to find our first win.
Yeah, a little urgency. Kind of reminds you of the Patriots' effort against the Jets on Sunday, huh? Maybe a little bit.
That's exactly it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not quite that bad. But anyways, Ed, anything else you want to share with us about the football team at this point?
No. We're excited to finally be back into a game week and being able to focus on another team going forward here.
Gotcha. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and we really appreciate the ability to talk with you and get some more information about your team and, of course, the league as well. So good luck on Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate you having me.
Yep. Take care. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School, hosting Hamilton Wenham on Friday here on MSONewsSports.com.